Hello friends, this is Gillian saying welcome to Listen Together podcast. Here's Terry to sing a very easy hello song. Let's sing along with Terry.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Come children, sing with me. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Come children, sing with me.
Our new podcast is called Rabbits. We have two songs about rabbits and a story called Rabbit Wants a Friend. Alex will sing a song called Rabbits Hopping All Around. In the song, rabbits do hop all around, but they do other things too. Perhaps you can be a rabbit and hop all around as Alex sings. You can nibble on lettuce leaves, burrow underground, and sleep in your nest.
Rabbits hopping all around, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits hopping all around, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits nibbling lettuce leaves, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits nibbling lettuce leaves, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits jumping in the air, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits jumping in the air, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits burrowing in the ground, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits burrowing in the ground, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits sleeping in their nest, hippity hippity hop hop hop. Rabbits sleeping in their nest, hippity hippity hop hop hop.
Story time. Rabbit Wants a Friend. Rabbit was feeling lonely. He lived all by himself, and although he did see other animals in the fields and meadows, he didn't have anyone to play with. Rabbit decided to find a friend. So he packed carrots into his bag and set off down the lane. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity hop. After a while, he saw Squirrel. "Where are you off to this fine day, Rabbit?" asked Squirrel. "I'm looking for a friend," he replied. "I am lonely and need someone to play with. Will you be my friend?" "Not right now," said Squirrel. "I am too busy. I am collecting acorns for my food store. Why don't you ask Hedgehog?" So Rabbit set off down the lane. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity hop. After a while, he saw Hedgehog. "Where are you off to this sunshiny day, Rabbit?" asked Hedgehog. "I'm looking for a friend," he replied. "I am lonely and need someone to play with. Will you be my friend?" "Not right now," said Hedgehog. "I am too busy. It is almost lunchtime, and I must find some slugs to feed my family. Why don't you ask Mountain Goat?" So Rabbit set off down the lane. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity hop. At lunchtime, Rabbit rested by a tum-tum tree and nibbled on carrots from his bag and lettuce leaves growing at the side of the lane. He drank water from the stream that ran nearby. Refreshed, he set off down the lane once more. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity-hop. After a while, he saw Mountain Goat. "Where are you off to this wonderful afternoon, Rabbit?" asked Mountain Goat. "I'm looking for a friend," he replied. "I am lonely and need someone to play with. Will you be my friend?" "Yes," said Mountain Goat. "If you can leap from rock to rock like this, I will play with you." And with that, Mountain Goat leapt from rock to rock and was halfway up the mountain before Rabbit could even answer. "I can't keep up with you," said Rabbit sadly. "Ask Wise Old Owl," shouted Mountain Goat as he leapt from rock to rock on the top of the mountain. So Rabbit set off down the lane. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. By now Rabbit was cold and tired. It was hard to keep hopping down the lane. His hops got slower and slower until he could hardly lift his feet off the ground. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. "Where are you off to this cold, dark night, Rabbit?" asked Wise Old Owl. Rabbit jumped with fright. He hadn't even seen Wise Old Owl in the tree. I'm looking for a friend," he replied. "I'm lonely and need someone to play with, but everyone is too busy to play with me." "I will be your friend," said Wise Old Owl. "My feet hurt from hopping down the lane all day, and I am too cold and tired to play right now. I wouldn't be a very good friend," said Rabbit. Wise Old Owl thought for a moment and then he said, "It is night time now. It is dark and cold and you must rest, my friend. Come and sleep in the hollow of my tree and in the morning you will feel better." So Rabbit slept in the hollow of Wise Old Owl's tree. In the morning, he ate more carrots from his bag and drank the dew caught in the leaves of Wise Old Owl's tree. "Come with me," said Wise Old Owl. "I have an idea." And he flew from tree to tree, leading the way as Rabbit followed on the ground. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. After a while, Wise Old Owl said, "Look, Rabbit, I think you will find a friend here." Rabbit looked. He couldn't see anything but hills and grass. "Keep looking," said Wise Old Owl. "Be patient." So Rabbit sat down and watched. After a while, he saw Badger wriggling out of his set, his burrow. "Badger," said Rabbit, "I'm looking for a friend. I am lonely and need a friend, just one friend to play with. Will you be my friend?"
Well, I don't bother much with anyone else. I usually spend most of my time by myself. But if you would like me to be your friend, then I will be honoured to call you my friend," said Badger, sounding quite pleased.
So Badger and Rabbit set off down the lane together. After a few hops, Rabbit turned back to Wise Old Owl. "Thank you," he said. "Thank you for helping me find Badger. You have been a good friend. I was looking for one friend, and now I have two." And every once in a while, Rabbit would hop back down the lane and visit Wise Old Owl in his tree. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. Here's one of my favourite songs. See the little bunny sleeping. You get to lie down and pretend to be asleep, and I'm going to wake you up in the song. And you can hop, hop, hop.
See the little bunny sleeping till it's nearly noon. come and let us gently wake them with this merry tune. They're so still, are they ill? Wake up soon. Hop, little bunnies, hopping, hopping. Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Hop, little bunnies, hopping, hopping. Hop, little bunnies, till you drop. Let's do that song again. Are you going to be a sleeping bunny? Are you lying down, friends? See the little bunny sleeping till it's nearly noon. Come and let us gently wake them with this merry tune. They're so still, are they ill? Wake up soon. Hop, little bunnies, hopping, hopping. Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Hop, little bunnies, hopping, hopping. Hop, little bunnies, till you drop.
That's all we have time for today, friends. So this is Gillian saying goodbye for now, and I hope you'll join me next time with Listen Together Podcast. All original material on this podcast is copyrighted by Gillian Sharma and Listen Together Podcast, part of Oasis Learning Services, LLC.